I like that. Yeah, yeah, can you just do like a nice Italian?
Ciao a tutti, sono qui con Mike e Matt su questo podcast. Sono molto felice di esserci e ora parleremo per un po' e sarà meraviglioso.
That is the coolest thing ever.
Our listeners in Italy are going to go through the roof.
Let's start from the top.
Make it drop.
Ella.
Hello.
Oh, wait, Ella. Ella is here.
Is it Ella Priya? Ella Priya D'Souza?
Just Ella.
Ella D'Souza?
Well, technically it's Ella Priya D'Souza, but it's just Ella.
What are you? You're like Cher Pink? Or Madonna or Pink? Is this like a new rebranding that you're having?
No, because technically my first name is Ella Priya. It's not even my second name. Like on my birth certificate, it's Ella Dash Priya is my name.
Okay.
So it's like when someone's like Marianne.
Oh.
I'm like Ella Priya.
Okay.
But I don't go by
You're dropping
that.
The Priya.
I drop in the Priya. I just go
you
by
just
Ella
said
D'Souza.
Farewell to it.
Yeah.
And now it's just
too complicated. And then like in high school, people thought it was my last name. So they'd be like, when they call you by last names, they'd be like, Priya. I'm like, no, that's not it.
That's not me.
That's not me.
D'Souza.
Yes. D'Souza is my last name.
Okay. Mike and I were split on if it was Italian or is it
Indian, right?
Technically, it's Portuguese.
Oh,
man.
It's always Portuguese that gets you. Like when you're listening to it, you're like, oh, is it Spanish? Is it French? No, it's Portuguese.
It's Portuguese. But like, comes from, like, it's an Indian last name that comes from Portuguese because of the, like, Portuguese
influence
in India.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a very common Indian name, but like when I meet a lot of people who are like Portuguese or like Brazilian, they're like, oh, D'Souza. I'm like, yeah, I'm Indian.
And then they'll start talking to you in Portuguese.
Yeah, and I'll be like, no.
Yeah, because you've had a pretty like eclectic background.
Yeah,
you were born
I would
in
say
London.
So. Correct.
You lived in Rome. You lived in New York City. I mean, it's like you've like lived all the Mary-Kate and Ashley movies
yeah.
in one.
Lizzie McGuire, Mary-Kate and Ashley, I've lived them all. I found my Paolo. No, I didn't.
Not yet.
Are you single right now?
Single.
Weren't you seeing somebody though?
No. I mean, I had a boyfriend for a long time, but we broke up like a year and a half ago.
Okay. Well, but I think this year is going to be your year. And Mike too.
I feel it.
Let's hope so.
Mike's going to find a nice Jewish woman to marry.
He did find one recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Or
which
wait,
one?
Should we not be talking about this? Because I talked about my girlfriend Patricia way too early on Unfiltered, and it kind of creeped her out. So I'm lucky that I still have her as my girlfriend.
But I'll tell you about it after this.
Oh, come
on, Mike.
Give the people just a little.
They need to know. You have to know, Mike. I mean, I know you know, but I don't know if the listeners know that Mike is the most detailed storyteller in the fucking world.
And he kind of exaggerates just a little bit.
Like, he'll tell you what kind of drink he was drinking. He was like, yeah, I had a vodka soda, a hint of lime. And while I was drinking my vodka soda, she asked me this one question. He was like, Mike, get to the fucking point. Did you sleep with her or not?
No, he loves the theatrics.
Loves it.
Ella, anytime I'm telling Ella a story, she goes, is this going to be the long version or the short version? Because I don't have time for every detail.
I need to pick up that habit.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't know, but sometimes I get excited for you. So
I like telling stories.
I want to let you have your moment.
I mean, sometimes you want to know the details, and that's always fun. No, I do. But like when I want to know, like I'm like, so did you sleep with her? And you're like, well, so I'm like, that's a yes or no question. You just have to tell me, and then you can get to the details. But I need to know up front what's happening.
That's fair.
Okay. But okay, wait. We really have not established, Ella, who you are,
why
you're here for the people who are listening or watching. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ella.
Hello.
Ella, explain to the people who you are.
Oh, that's a difficult question.
It is a difficult question. You can make it simple or you can make it complex.
Well, the simple part of who I am right now is I now work for David, your close friend.
David Dobrik.
David
for
D.
Those, David D.
Double D.
I moved here to LA.
We sound like obnoxious morning
like
show.
Because
right now it's around like 10 a.m. So I think there's like a different energy in the room. We're trying to perk
when
ourselves up.
When do you normally record? In the evening?
In like the afternoons.
Yeah. like around 3 or 4.
Yeah. You're like post nap after lunch. This is like, wake up. We just had our coffee. Yeah, we're ready to go.
We're like here with like noisemakers and stuff.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Matt and Mike in the morning. We're here on the Zoom Zoom Boom Boom station.
With Ella.
Okay, so rewind. We're too goofy. Okay, David's assistant.
Yeah, so no. I refuse to be called an assistant.
You are an employee of David Dobrik LLC.
I'm an employee of David Dobrik LLC. I moved here 8 months ago to work for David. And, you know, I'd known David for like a year prior to moving here. And we met. I used to work in New York. So I moved here from New York. I used to work for Casey Neistat, another YouTuber, at his startup 368. And a year and a half ago, we like did a pop-up for David for his merch. And that's where I kind of met all of them. David, Nat, I think a couple other people came out. Jason was there. I don't know if Mike was there.
Oh, I just gestured to Mike because I was like, oh, you guys, Mike, you were there. But then I realized you guys didn't meet there. You guys have known each other for quite some time.
Mike and I have actually known each other for a while. Mike was the only person I knew like of the group before moving here, like personally.
Okay.
But yeah, I worked at 368, met David at this pop-up. We like all became friends. And I remember he asked me to move out here like earlier on. Like as soon as we met, we were like, yo, move out to LA and work for me. And I was like, nah, like I love New York. I had a good job. Uh-huh. And I was like, I'd been working for like 3.5 years already out of college. So I was like, I'm not going to move to be your personal assistant. Like, that's just not what I want to do in life. So I was like, if anything else ever comes up, hit me up. And he did. And then I moved out here and now I kind of do a lot, you know, as we all do, me, Taylor, and Nat do like a lot of stuff. So it's hard to give it a role because like I've always had jobs that were like never defined roles, but this is like a whole nother level. And so we were on the podcast, actually on Views, we were like, okay, David, what are our roles? Because I was like, he keeps on calling us all his assistants because like it's easy for like the videos and stuff. But I'm like, just to be clear, I'm not your assistant. I'm happy to do stuff that an assistant would do, but like for my career, what am I going to put on my LinkedIn? Because I freaking love LinkedIn. I was like, I need to know. I need to change my profile. Yeah. So I kind of made it up and I was like, okay, I'm an executive producer.
That's right. I think I read that actually on your LinkedIn before we had this interview.
So you made it. It's officially on your LinkedIn?
It's officially on my LinkedIn.
Executive producer.
Is Taylor that creative with her title or is she just assistant?
Well, that's why it makes more sense because it's like Taylor is the real assistant. So it's like we can't all three be assistants because we all do have different roles. So I think Nat put like chief of staff maybe, or maybe she's like president now of DDLLC. But like that's the beauty of it. You can be creative with it. Because realistically, I do right now, like one of my main focus is their podcast. So it's like, you know, if you're working on podcasts, you're a producer.
That's so wild how David really wasn't even like on your radar.
Yeah.
And so many people kind of seek out David. They try to find the craziest ways to catch his attention to either be employed by him or to either get just something free from him. And like people send gigantic resumes to his house.
It's crazy.
And you were just like around assisting with the day of his pop-up and you caught his attention. What do you think did it? Do you remember the moment where you went above and beyond and he was like, I need you on my team?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely like, I wanted to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to be like, I want to make sure that they're okay, that they're doing everything. And like, I always thought David was like a super smart person and that he's going to do great things. So I think while we were doing the pop-up, I kind of took on the responsibility. I mean, at my old job, I was like head of production there. So like I did all the events. So this technically was an event. So I was still kind of running it.
The pop-up was at 368
where I used to work.
Okay.
Which was like, it's like this big space on Broadway. We did a lot of stuff, but we also held a lot of events.
Is this by Casey's office?
Yeah.
It's literally underneath Casey's office.
I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah. And so I was already like kind of helping with the whole production of everything. And then when David and them came, I kind of took on the role of making sure that they, as like as David and the team were like, we like called security when they were coming out, making sure they had cars to go places, making sure like he wasn't getting swarmed by fans and all that kind of stuff. And I think, I mean, so I was like by their side 24/7. And then we also like went out that night. We all went to dinner. It was super nice.
Oh, yeah.
And then I remember, I think.
That was a great. Mike remembers the dinner.
Oh, yeah. We got drunk.
What'd you order, Mike?
Pasta. We went to an Italian restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, was it Emilio's?
No. We went to the restaurant at the Bowery Hotel. I can't remember what it's called now.
It was awesome.
And then you just ordered an Italian. Yeah. And just,
we ordered, I put in my Italian. But then again, that's one of the things that's crazy to me, because like, I know Italian food, and like David loves Italian food, but he loves the like Italian American food. You know what I mean?
Like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Or just like fettuccine Alfredo.
Fettuccine Alfredo. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, no, that's not it. But, and then I remember, David even told me this, but so at the end of their weekend, we'd all became friends. Like, it was super chill. He'd already been like, yo, you should come to LA. And I was like, I don't know, I'll think about it. And they were about to miss their flight. And he had texted me, because I was like, you guys should take a Blade, because they have these like helicopters in New York that take to the airport. It takes you 4 minutes to get from Manhattan to JFK.
Which normally could take like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
If there's traffic.
Is it pretty easy to reserve?
Easy. Yeah, it's just expensive. It's like Uber.
Is the helicopter already there waiting for you?
They have like times. Like, you can book a seat on one that's already like they have one at 4:05, 4:15, and you can book a seat, or you can just like book your own helicopter and they'll just leave whenever you want.
Now, had you used this before? Had you booked one for Casey?
I had booked one for Casey once before. And then, I mean, I just knew about it. And I think I even had a friend that worked there at the time. But David was like, they left late and there was a shit ton of traffic. And they were like, we're going to miss our flight. And I was like, do you want me to book you a Blade? And he was like, can you? And I did. And literally, like, they were like texting me, and he was like, I booked them a Blade that left like 7 minutes later. So they just like diverted their Uber and like went to the helipad, and then they got on the helicopter. They made their flight. And I'll never forget this too, because David like sent me his card. He's like, okay, put it on the card. And his card wasn't working. But because they were so late, I was like, okay, I'll just put it on my credit card. Mind you, this is like $800. Yeah. And like, I don't have a lot of money. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, okay, I just put it on my card. Like, you can Venmo me. But I also like wanted to be like cool about it. So I was like, oh my God, I just spent $800 on my card. I was like freaking out. But then it was fine. He Venmo'd me. It was super chill. They made their flight. He loved it. Made like an Instagram story about it. I think they were with Zane, who like was scared of flying too. So it was like super funny.
Zane's terrified of flying.
Yeah. But so, and he told me, he was like, yeah, after you booked me that helicopter, I was really like, okay, this girl knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I would be impressed too. You really knew your resources at that moment.
Yeah, I like did that shit fast. Damn. And I was at my job, and like, I was freaking out. I was like, I gotta book it. I was like doing everything, and it worked out. And I think that's, and you know, David like appreciates the like fastness of stuff and like getting shit done. So I think that's one of the things that he was like, okay, this is good. So that was fun.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah, that was a great weekend.
Yeah.
That pop-up. Were you at... You
no, I wasn't there. But I do think I was also out of town. Like, I had a good excuse why I wasn't there. Were you living in New York at the time?
No. That was like, I was visiting New York for just like to go visit. And it just so happened that the pop-up was that weekend.
Yeah. Was it in the middle of summer?
It was in May.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
May 2019.
I think you might have been like with your family or something, or like on a trip somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. I had an excuse why I wasn't there. Or I just wasn't invited.
Or you just went there.
Maybe I'm just, in denial about that. But it did look really crazy.
It was one of the most insane weekends I had ever experienced.
You guys were outside of like Casey's studio in the whole block.
And like, you would pop your head out, and it was like the Beatles. Like, people just losing their fucking minds, screaming.
We like shut down Broadway, which is like a main street in New York. It's like freaking Sunset in LA, and like cars could not pass, because
it was crazy.
Anytime David would walk out, the whole line, which wrapped around the block, would just like all swarm towards him. I had never experienced anything like it. I was like, I feel like this isn't even for Beyonce. Like, and I had friends who like worked in the neighborhood or like that, and they were texting me like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, David Dobrik's here, and they're like, what? Who? And it was insane.
And then like, we would like rent, or not rent, we would like take boosted boards, and like David would want to take breaks. So like, it was me, Jeff, Jason, and my brothers, and we would like take the boards. And when we left to like go out the
people
side,
would chase them.
We got chased by like
masses.
Hundreds of people. And Ella was like talking to cops and security.
I never felt so cool. I had the like earpiece walkie talkie, because like I was in, like I would talk to all the security guards there. So I would be like, okay, David's on his way out, like clear the premises, clear the premises.
It was,
and then David had a walkie talkie. So I was like, walking you when you're on the way back. And he'd be like, Ella, we're coming back. And I'd be like, everyone prepare, assume positions. But I got like trampled.
Yeah, it was,
I like
it was
genuinely
chaos.
Got trampled, because I remember it was like the first or second day we would like have them come through the back, and they like got out of the car, and like everyone started swarming, and I was like trying to get them in, and like people literally just like pushed me down.
Getting trampled is like one of my biggest fears.
It's so scary.
Because like you hear about it, and then you're like, wait, but how?
But like it happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And same thing. Oh my God. The kid from Stranger Things, Noah Schnapp.
He came
to the pop up and like Dave was like, oh, can you go get him? And he was like around the side, but all these kids were in the back. But I was like, no one cares about me. So I was like, okay, it's fine. I'll go out. I get Noah and I like start walking. I was like, just like act normal. Like don't, like we don't want to attract anything. And we start walking and all the kids recognize him. And literally I'm like acting as a security guard to these two little kids. And I'm like, stop. I'm like trying to get them in. It was so scary. And they were all like, yeah, screaming. And it was like rushing them in. It was insane.
Now, were you fangirling out about Noah Schnapp? You're pretty like, eh, I've seen it all. I don't know who you are, but yeah, I know you're important.
Italian.
I also always like when you work in, I think that's another thing of like working in this industry is you don't want to do that. Cause like, it's professional, right? It's like I'm technically working. I don't want to. We would have like, I think I never like fangirled openly in front of someone because like I always want to keep my cool. But one time Will Smith came to 368 where I used to work. And I mean, he's like a legend to anyone.
Yeah.
And he walks in. He's first of all, so tall. Like I did not realize how tall he was. He's like a huge human being.
Like Matt King tall?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, probably even taller.
You think Will Smith's a little bit taller?
I think he is.
I bet we're the same height.
I feel like you're taller than Will Smith.
We're going to Google it. Do we want to make some bets?
You're 6'4", Matt?
I think I'm now 6'4".
What do you
like,
mean?
I think I've grown over the past 2 years.
From like working out, you're like straightened out a little bit?
I think so, but people who are 6'5" tell me I'm 6'4". And some people who I've met who are 6'4" were the same height. So
interesting.
I feel like he's probably 6'5".
That's huge.
But I also think that he like
6'2".
What?
I'm taller than Will Smith. Yes.
He's only 6'2".
Yes. He's only 6'2".
But like people like that just look large. They literally
but
look
larger
really than
life. But you're also really skinny and like Will Smith's like a bigger...
Ella.
You know what I mean.
I've been on vacation, so I'm like skinnier. I haven't worked out in a while, but just watch out. You know what I mean. I'm going to get as big as Will Smith.
But Will Smith is like just like big too. You know what I mean? He just looks like a...
You're crushing Matt's. Matt's okay, working I'm out sorry. Every day okay, for
actually,
2 years.
No, it does make sense. It does make sense.
Right.
But it's
oh boy.
It's a good goal for me.
Yeah, you can like work towards Will Smith.
I can
you
get
have
there.
The height already.
Yeah. I have like kind of just a very swimmer's body though.
Yeah, that's true. I can see that.
Why'd you kind of like, yeah. I'm trying to flatter myself in an athletic figure and you're like, yeah.
No, you do 100%.
Okay.
I mean, I even told Mike this. It's
so 100%. I have the body of Michael Phelps.
Of a swimmer. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, and when Will Smith came and he also is like a genius. Like, he's so smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he had, like, a meeting with Casey or something. So I think Casey brought him down to the studio to show him around. And, like, I couldn't stop smiling. And I was trying to, like, just be chill. But I was, like, I kept on smiling because I was just, like, oh, my God, it's Will Smith. And yeah. He was, like, saying all these really interesting things. And I was, like, And, like, both me and my other coworker were, like, punching each other. Like, oh, my God, it's freaking Will Smith.
Because Casey didn't, like, warn you guys, like, Will Smith's coming.
No.
He just, like, walks
he
in
just
as
walks
if it's...
in with Will Smith. And I'm, like, oh, okay.
And was Casey looking at you like, why are you acting different?
No, because I think that's why I'm saying I think I kept my cool, but in my head I like could not stop smiling. But he was a really cool guy to me for sure. And he was super nice to everyone. And like, because you know, there are some people it's just like, oh, these people work here.
Yeah.
And just kind of like walk past. But no, he like talked to us and stuff, which that was sick.
The only person I really fangirled out was like Lord. But I was I feel like I was like kind of like hitting on her too. Like I was so just like, I couldn't like let. Like, release my body. Like I like hugged her and then I kept like kind of holding on to her and she was just like, oh my God, I love this moment. You're so
whoa.
You're so cute.
How did you meet her?
I went to this event that I think AT&T was putting on. And it was like this private house and she did like a little backyard concert.
Oh, that's sick.
And we did a meet and greet and I met her and she like loved my shirt. But the concert was so intimate. When she was singing, she would like look up and she would look at me like the entire concert. And she even called me, like waved at me and like called me out. I was
wow.
like, oh, you're the guy in the cool t-shirt.
That's kind of sick. But that's also one of those things, you know, at bigger concerts when you're like convinced that the person is looking at you. Are you sure Lord was looking at you?
I have video of Lord going, oh, you're the guy in the cool t-shirt who's who's raising the roof to the saddest song on Melodrama, which I respect. And I was like, that's me. Hey. And I was with Kenny Knox and Victor Pope Jr. And they were both like, dude, she is looking at you, bro. And I'm like, I know. But I feel like I may have creeped her out because I was just very.
You were just holding her.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my cringe
celebrity meeting story.
Have you ever fangirled over anyone?
Well, did we talk? We talked about this the last time, Mike. Well, did what? We?
The Jerry Seinfeld thing?
The Lady Gaga thing.
Yeah, we. Yeah,
did you put that in?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
She fangirled over me. I didn't fangirl over.
Shut up, Mike.
No, but just
Mike has the confidence of freaking Brad Pitt when it comes to this stuff.
Just anybody.
I know, but he makes these stories extra colorful.
I fangirled over like Gary Vaynerchuk the first time I met him.
Really?
I'm not gonna comment on that.
I met him at like South by Southwest.
That's great. Awesome. Yeah. Cool.
You wake up. You grind. You grind.
Podcast. It's nice. Who knows? Tea's good. Tea's good today, guys.
Have you ever met Gary Vaynerchuk?
No.
Yeah. A lot of people are very polarized on him, but
yeah.
I love him, but then I'm so scared to get caught in a conversation with him where he just like threatens me. He's like, I want you to make a podcast every day for a whole year.
Yeah.
And then I would be like, no. I'm not doing that. And then he posts the video of him telling me that on his Instagram.
And then you have
now
to
I
do
have
it.
This army of Vaynerchuk people coming at me going, bro, you're not grinding as hard.
That's my thing. I don't have a problem with him. I have more of a problem with his like...
army of people?
Army of people. Like the people on like social media who are like, I grind every day. I wake up and Gary is my alarm clock. And then I do this and then I do that. I'm like, okay, chill out.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah, I kind of had to unfollow him because the time I'm on Instagram is the time where I'm just relaxing and letting go. And then I get this like spurt of like, you're not fucking doing anything.
I know.
Like,
you're like,
like, okay.
Yeah.
That's a crazy one.
Todd? Okay, Todd has piano lessons in a bit, but wait, he's having guitar lessons, but he may need to come in and get his amp later.
He said he needed his acoustic guitar, which I put outside for him.
Oh, Mike!
Yes.
Thank you.
So smart.
I'm an executive producer here.
Oh, of course. I know how that feels.
We just wanted to take a short, quick little break from our conversation with Ella to bring you one of our sponsors. Mike, you know it's been a hell of a year, the past year.
Yeah.
And now we're in the new year.
Oh, we are.
And we're making new resolutions. We're getting our act together. We're committing to our to-do list. We're budgeting our money. And that's one of my top priorities this year. I want to make sure I'm not paying too much for subscriptions on all my different types of services I have, and especially my wireless plan. So I'm making sure I got all my ducks in a row, everything down to my finances, my expenses, my budgeting.
I got something for you that'll help save you money.
Mike, tell me.
We're going to tell the nice people about Mint Mobile.
Oh, yes, Mint Mobile. Dude, I've had so many friends and family who have told me how much money they've been able to save with Mint Mobile. What do you know about it?
Switching to Mint Mobile is actually the easiest way to save money this year. They're the first company to do a wireless plan online only. So no stores, no in person. It's all online. And that essentially saves people money because they don't need to pay for storefronts.
Dude, I always hate the idea and the annoyance of having to go into a phone store and talk about my phone service, because usually there's a huge wait. The person that you talk to doesn't really know what they're going on. This completely eliminates that.
That's correct. It's the easiest way to get a new cell phone plan. Mint Mobile offers plans for just $15 a month. You get unlimited high-speed talk, text, data, everything you need, 5G. It's as good as you need, and it is just $15 a month.
If you try it out and you're not 100% satisfied, they'll totally reimburse you within a 7-day period, right?
Easy. Done. Yes. And you can just use the phone you already have. They'll send you a SIM card. You get to keep your number. It's literally as easy as it gets.
Bada boom, bada bing. Make that phone ring and your bank account sing with savings with Mint Mobile. I just totally made that up at the top of my head.
Are you a freestyle rapper on the weekend?
No, only on the weekdays, Mike. If you guys want to get your own wireless service with Mint Mobile, Mike, tell them what to do.
Go to mintmobile.com/hoot and sign up for a Mint Mobile plan starting at just $15 a month. That's mintmobile.com/hoot, and you'll get the plan shipped to your door for free.
Start saving money. Start getting better phone service. You deserve it for this new year. Check it out.
mintmobile.com/hoot. You speak Italian?
I speak Italian. Can you
speak? Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Is that speak Italian?
No, arrivederci is goodbye.
Oh, shit. How do you say, do you speak Italian?
Parli italiano.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, but it's not parlez-vous français.
No, that's French.
I know, right? But why does everybody know parlez-vous français, but no one knows...
Parli italiano.
Never heard that.
I don't know, because I feel like if that's the phrases people like know in French are like...
Buongiorno.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Ella. Like it's, and in Italian, I feel like people know ciao and grazie and arrivederci.
La dolce vita.
La dolce vita.
Which means?
The dolce vita is like sweet life.
Yes.
The sweet life.
La vita bella.
La vita bella. The beautiful life.
Yeah.
I love hearing Ella talk Italian. It's so, it's just like, it's like she's a different person.
Cinema paradiso.
Cinema paradiso.
Can you say,
it's a movie. I'm just saying all the movie titles.
I'm just saying
Italian movies. That's my only Italian I know.
I mean, it's fair enough.
Yeah.
Can you just like do something in Italian, like speak like a couple sentences?
Just say, hey, welcome to Hoot and a Half.
I'm here with Matt and Mike and we're having a great time and I love being on this podcast. Something like that. Can you just do like a nice Italian?
Ciao a tutti, sono qui con Mike e Matt su questo podcast. Sono molto felice di esserci e ora parleremo per un po' e sarà meraviglioso.
That is the coolest thing ever.
Our listens in Italy are going to go through the roof.
What's up? Come on in.
Hi.
Hello, Todd Smith.
Hey. We're doing great, Todd.
Our standard pop-in guest, Todd Smith.
I just need my stand.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
I just bought a new phone stand in my room. No, it's pretty cool.
Sheffer is the best gift giver.
Oh.
You gave that to him?
Yeah. I bought it for him. He was always complaining.
What did you get, Mike?
Friendship.
Friendship.
Okay, good luck, guys. Have a good lesson.
Yeah, see you, Tom.
See you, Matt.
He was always complaining how he couldn't put his phone when he's like playing piano. He was always like leaning it up, and it was always falling when he records his Instagram stories. So I just.
Got him a phone stand.
I bought myself a phone stand. I got one for Christmas. Why are we even talking about this? Back to the Italian accent.
Yeah. So it's just really funny because I still to this day have a very strong one. So when people meet me and I speak Italian, they're like, wait, where are you from? What are you? Because then people ask me, like, where are you from? And I'll say Rome. And like, is your mom Italian? I'm like, no, technically no one's Italian. But I just say I'm from Rome because that's where I grew up and that's what I like associate the most with.
I feel like I would be that in a similar way if I was learning a language. And if I kind of got the accent down, I would like overdo it just because I would love the just the theatrics of the accent.
Exactly.
I get it.
But it's also because that's how I learned Italian. So even in like Italian class, like with teachers, they'd be like, Ella, you need to say the word properly. And I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just really funny because, like, all of my friends from Rome now, they don't even have that strong of an accent, but I have the strongest accent of all of them.
You also have a strange, just American accent. Like, you'll hit these words, like, once every 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you're like that's a strange
it's
one.
It's like the British pronunciation of, like, she says mosque instead of mask.
I say all the A words. So I say cunt. I say mosque.
Your brother, Sam.
Sam.
You called me what?
No, I said mask.
In what? Oh, sorry.
Sam, I don't know.
No. Like,
no,
can.
Like, I can't.
I know.
No, that's not what I said. But yeah, I mean, all the languages I speak are just weird how I speak them. Because when I had a bit of a British accent before, like my mom's an English teacher, so she speaks like just proper English, not
with
necessarily
an English
British.
Accent?
No, just like how an English teacher speaks. You know what
like
I mean?
An American English or
no,
British English?
British English.
Okay.
Like posh?
No, not posh. Just like basic.
Do you want to go to the supermarket?
I guess.
Do you want to go to the supermarket?
Do you want to go to the supermarket?
Who had a better one?
Matt. 100%. You're way better at that.
Wait, continue to do a British accent.
I know. It's going to be cringy and terrible.
Let's hear it.
Start speaking in a British accent. Just start doing it.
I don't want to do it. I can't.
It's me, Mike Sheffer, right now. We're on who?
You talk to Will, who's British all the time, and like you have it in your ears more. I don't have it.
I skew Australian, though, because
I have Australian
cousins, and I hear there.
I could do the Israeli accent.
Do that.
We're going to get you a new cell phone today. It's going to be a great phone. Battery life is great.
My accents come out more when I drink. Like my British accent comes out more.
Like if you catch me in the summer hanging out by the pool, having some drinks, and we're just doing accents, it just pours out of me.
Yeah, you're really good at them too.
Yes, but then I start getting off.
Yeah, you just start mixing Portuguese, Spanish, and then
it's all around. That always happens.
You want to share what's in your pocket?
That's what I was just thinking.
What's in your pocket?
We have a new segment on the show. It's called Are You Pregnant?
What?
Matt has a pregnancy test.
Why?
Well, I don't have a pregnancy test. He has one in his pocket. Well, we had one from like a while ago from like a bit, I don't know, Joe was filming and...
We just found it in the house and we thought it'd be a funny segment.
Early result pregnancy test.
So if you want to go into the restroom...
I'm okay. I can guarantee you that I'm not pregnant.
You're guaranteed. Okay.
No, do you have something to hide?
Not at all. I'm pretty confident I'm not pregnant.
This is a bad idea. Sorry.
Okay, we're going to cut it out.
Wait, or you can keep it in.
I don't know. It's pretty insane.
But we found it before you came over, and I was like, oh my God. What if we gave this to Ella and made her take a pregnancy test?
I mean, if you want me to take it, I'll take
it. And we would just make the clickbait, is Ella pregnant? No.
That'd be really funny, though.
No. But then Mike was like, what if we took it?
I don't know what happens if you take it.
Pregnancy tests make no sense to me, though. Like, the technology of it.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Like, what goes on
that
in
you
the shrimp?
Pee on it that makes it know if you're
pregnant. As I understand it, there's a hormone that it's sensitive to, and that chemical is in your pee if you're pregnant, and then it will react with whatever the paper is, and then it's like a pH test in
that
the pool.
That makes sense.
Like, when you dip the thing in the pool and it, like, changes colors, it's a very simple... That's how I understand it. I may be 100% wrong.
I think that is what it is. That makes sense.
Do you always remember the girl in the commercials who was like, it's first response. know when you have a baby. It's like the same woman.
I feel like I always know. Isn't it like the Clear Blue one?
Clear Blue.
That's the one I always see. The ads.
The same woman. It's been the same woman since the
90s.
She
got pregnant so many times.
Yes. I'm like, how many times has that woman had a baby? She's always talking about taking pregnancy tests. The girl who was in the Blair Witch Project did...
Let's not use this to gesture. Let's just.
I want to open it. We should.
That's gonna put.
Have you ever taken a pregnancy test before?
No.
Oh,
really? I actually haven't. No.
Never slipped one past the goalie.
No, I've taken Plan B once, but I've never taken a pregnancy test.
That's a Seinfeld line. Wow. Do you want to take one?
She just said no, Mike. Sorry, guys. We're cool, right?
We're cool. I'm not getting pressure to take in a pregnancy test, just to be clear.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay.
But if a guy took it, would it say not pregnant? Or
probably.
Or it'd be like,
it would
what
like
you
fuck
doing?
Up.
It just explode.
Yeah, it just explodes. It like shows you a squiggly line.
We just wanted to give you this special little message to you and let you know that these sponsors are what keeps us going. And it means so much to us that you guys check them out. I mean, we get a lot of people that come to us wanting to be on this podcast, and we will only advertise for something that we actually genuinely love and believe in.
Correct.
So I highly, highly encourage you guys to check out whatever sponsors we are saying on this podcast. It's how we make money. It's how you guys can enjoy us and continue to do what we love.
Yes, it's what keeps this podcast going. And it's been so great to build an audience and build this YouTube channel and build the audio listeners. And a lot of it is possible thanks to the sponsors. So thank you guys for checking them out always. If you haven't checked out the sponsors yet, click the links, use our discount codes. It helps us. It helps you.
And we're not saying you have to buy everything that sponsors this podcast. No way. But if you're curious, click on the link and check it out and keep it in the back of your mind.
It helps everybody. And yeah, we try and get good discounts for you guys as well. So hopefully it helps you too.
We want to be hooking you guys up with all the best deals with our sponsors. So please, if you want to keep us going, check out the sponsors. They're great. I think we're great. We're not that bad.
And you're great. You, the listener.
I love you, our listener. Thank you so much for listening. Mike, you know, one of my favorite classic literature poems is, you may have heard of this, it's "Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm dating someone, but Mike, how about you?"
Okay.
What? Are you offended by that?
No, I just know that Valentine's Day is coming up, and
I have somebody. You have
you a special
have
somebody.
Nobody.
Oof, stick the knife right in my heart. But love books are not just for significant others. They're a great gift for friends, parents, cousins, anybody that you love in your life. Love book is the right gift for them.
So I've been hearing a lot of buzz about love books. From what I understand, it is a personalized gift that helps express your feelings that otherwise might be difficult to say out loud.
Yes, it's a great way to share the things that you love or list the things that you love and the reasons why you love somebody. And it's a personalized gift that arrives right to their door. It's the same price or cheaper as sending flowers, except you get something that's personalized and will last years to come. So basically, the way it works is you can create characters that look like yourself or the person you're giving it to. You can pick hairstyles, your favorite outfits, and then you can customize each page as much as you want, or they have an express option, which lets you create a full book in just a few minutes. And it's a great gift to give to somebody that you love.
Ooh, see, I'm so worried about my girlfriend listening because I feel like it's totally going to spoil this gift for Valentine's Day. So nobody say anything to her. But I can't wait to take the things we've done together, the reasons why I love her, into this little book. And we can just have this as a little keepsake of our relationship.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll have someone that I love that can...
Mike, you will. You will.
I believe it. But
the days are counting.
I'm going to get one for you for our friendship.
Oh!
Yeah.
See, so whether it's for your significant other or your significant best friend, Love Book is a great way to express your feelings to the people you love. So if you are interested in getting a Love Book for your significant other, make sure you check out lovebookonline.com/hoot
for a 20% discount only for our listeners.
Only for you guys. This is just a special deal between us and you. So hop on the great deal and get a love book for the person that you love.
Go to lovebookonline.com/hoot
for 20% off. Ella, I just found this out this morning. You made Instagram filters.
Yes. That's so random. Yeah, I did.
Okay. I thought like Instagram filters, hold on. How do I say this? I was about to say like, I thought Instagram filters were really hard to make, but hold on. Maybe they are hard to make and you can make them.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like we, at my old job, we did like a little workshop. We did these like women who create stuff. And we would have like really cool women who like knew how to do stuff and they would like teach other people. So this one girl came and she kind of taught us the basics of making an Instagram filter. And I got like really hype into it because I thought it was sick. And so I like really worked on it a lot and I started making them. And realistically, it's not hard if you want to do really simple ones. Like some of the ones you see on Instagram that like your face is completely morphed or it's like there are 3D images in it or like the background, like those are harder to make. But like some of the super basic ones where it's like there's like a tattoo on your face or like something are actually pretty simple. You just have to know how to use this like AR software called Spark AR.
Okay. And this is what I need to know. Like, what's the software? Let's get to that.
Once you know what's how to use Spark AR, it's pretty simple. Because like I know I use Photoshop and stuff. So then you make some of the stuff on Photoshop and then you import it into Spark AR and then it like has the face thing and you like match it and whatever. So it's pretty.
So a computer genius.
My question is, can you make one for who you want to have?
Oh, cool.
I mean, if it's like kind of basic, I can make one.
No, we want it complex.
I made one.
My face goes off. In Mike's face, and then it just like alters.
But I actually made some. I made one for another friend of mine, and then I made one for my old job. I like got really into it for a while, and one of mine. So it's also interesting because when you make them, you don't get tagged when people use them at all. But when you go into Spark AR, it shows you the like impressions you have.
Oh wow!
And one of mine, I made this one that says like "crybaby" under your eyes, and. It like first day I made it, whatever. I obviously posted on mine. I'm like to all my friends. I'm like, use my filter, blah, blah, blah. Cause I just was hype. And then like a week later, I like go on the impressions thing and it had something like 22,000 people had used it. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
It was so weird. And then I found out that some random like kind of Insta famous person had used it cause it came up on their Explore page maybe, or maybe they followed someone that used it. I don't know. And so, like, all these people used it, and I was like, that's so cool. And it says, like, Crybaby by Ella Priya.
Yeah.
And I remember that day I was still like public on Instagram and I got like a bunch of followers because at the, now you don't have to, but at the time, if you followed someone that made filters, all their filters would appear in your Instagram thing at the bottom. So like it would automatically appear instead of like searching for it. Now you can just like save whichever ones, but it was really cool. And like, I was super excited. I was like, oh my God, I'm an Instagram filter maker.
I see it when I go on my filters. When you like swipe, I'll see like Bryant and then Ella. And yeah. It has the crybaby. There's another one that you made.
The ones that people use the most are the crybaby one. I made one with like little heart freckles and like 3D hearts that come out. And then I made one which is very New York and it says it's brick and like your nose is all red and then
Brick like, means it's really cold outside.
Yes. So you're like it's brick out today and I made it and it has like a brick, like a 3D brick, and that was the hardest one I ever made because I got to make the 3D brick and then it says it's brick and your nose is all red to like show that you're cold. And like a lot of people use that one in New York.
Do they take long to make?
The harder ones, yeah. Cause it's also like you have to like perfect it because you know sometimes you use a filter and it will like if you move it like removes and stuff and you have to make sure that it like fits people's faces. And my that one took a long time because then
how long?
I mean, there's some can take you like an hour. This one took me a couple of days. Also, I wasn't like fully focused on it. I was also had a job.
Yeah.
But to make the brick, so I like that's separate. So then in Blender, which makes 3D images, I had to make the brick, which is like a simple shape, but the texture of it needs to look like a brick, like a that you put in a house,
not just like a digital square.
Right.
I just love like picturing you like listening to some cool music and being in this zone, like making AR like on a computer.
I felt like such like a tech expert. Yeah. And then all these people were asking me, and I was like, yeah, I can tell you how to make an Instagram filter. But yeah, I'm kind of sad now because I like don't have time to make them. And it was like a phase that I went through. And then now I haven't made some in a while. And then now I just got a notification like 2 days ago that was like, you have to update your filter. Otherwise, it won't be available anymore. Because when they update the app, yeah, I guess they update a bunch of stuff. So like they need to like be compatible with it. But my computer is full and I can't even open it for now.
Wow. Cool.
That's so cool.
I find this stuff fascinating.
And you also have another thing, your Instagram fashion account.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm so sad that we like can't do that anymore. But me and one of my best friends in New York, who's actually also from Rome, we started this. The concept of it was, so like, you know how like when you, especially in New York, this is a thing. I'm sure it is here too. But when you go to like a bar or restaurant, especially for women, you're like, what's the vibe? Like, can I wear heels or is that going to be too much? Or like, can I wear a sweatshirt? Is that going to not be enough? Mm-hmm. So it was basically like, and I would find myself sometimes like looking up like Yelp photos of people there or like Instagram locations so you could like see what the vibe was. And so we decided to do this thing where we would basically rate restaurants, bars, and clubs by like fanciness. And then we would like give you an inspo of an outfit that you could wear there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And then we would like describe the vibe of the place. So like say we would be like, okay, this restaurant is 2 heels out of 5 fanciness. So like you can get away with jeans and a t-shirt. And like, and then we would go and we would take a picture in the outfit of the place. And then we would like give you inspo. And then I made a whole website. I also did that for a while. I made websites for people. And like it had a map. So it was also kind of like a place to go if you like wanted to know where to go for a night. Like you could go to our map and it would show you like, oh, these are clubs, these are restaurants, these are bars. And like, this is a really chill bar. This is a really fancy bar. This is a good bar if you want to go on a date. So it was like an in between like an infatuation and a Yelp.
But you're not doing this anymore.
Well, no, because like, first of all, I don't live in New York anymore. And second of all, everything's closed.
Yeah, that
is what was
true.
It called?
New York The Look.
New York The Look.
And why
I
The
feel
Look?
Like I would... There's not that kind of like thing for guys though.
No.
Because guys, right. It's all over the place. And especially in LA, you may think like, oh, I'm really putting on a good outfit tonight. And you get to the party, you get to the event, you get to the restaurant, and some dude's just wearing jeans and a t-shirt and like dirty Nikes.
Right.
And that's cool.
And that's fine.
Which I don't mind, which makes it easier, I
for
guess,
you.
Going places. But like there's such a spectrum where it's like if you get really into it, you look like
too much. You're trying too hard.
18-year-old TikTok star,
exactly.
Or you're just some dude who works at Brooks Brothers and is like.
We wanted to do stuff for guys, and we did, I think, a few things. Because in New York, it's more just like there are some clubs that like you have guys have to be in like a shirt. Or that you like can't wear shorts to, and
or
like
you can't wear
sneakers,
like shoes with white soles.
Yeah,
like they won't let you into the
some
place if you're wearing white soles.
So
I've had that.
Yeah,
which is just like.
One time I was in New York trying to get into somewhere and they wouldn't let me in because of my jeans. And I had to go next door to a place and buy, and it was a super expensive store. I bought like $100 or $200 pair of jeans and then threw my other jeans away in the trash can. In New York.
Wow, you're really trying to get into that club.
It was such a big club, and I really wanted to get in. Oh, that was the worst.
Yeah, New York will run you. That's...
Yeah, that's why we... And honestly, it was going pretty well. And, like, you know, it's one of those things you start from the bottom up, and, like, our friends followed it and stuff. But then we would... And when, the other thing we did, which was my favorite, is we threw parties at some of these places. So, like, we had, like, a launch party at this really cool bar that, like, I became friends with the owner, and we, like... invite all these people, and it was sick. It was, and then we had a Halloween party and then a Valentine's Day party. And we would partner with the bars, and we wouldn't pay anything, but like we would have a list of people who could get in, and like you just pay for your own drinks. But it was like super fun, and I love throwing parties. I love going to parties too.
Me too. I love a good party.
Yeah. Well, I think by the summer we should be back at it, hopefully.
I don't know, man. Maybe like a house party, but like going to like a club or like a bar.
I don't know. I think it's gonna be hard. I think it's gonna be fascinating.
I think I set my expectations low because I want to be surprised.
Same.
If I am too optimistic about something, I get really disappointed if it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But I am optimistic, but I just try to keep my threshold low.
Yeah.
So when it does happen, I'm like, woohoo.
That's what I'm hoping too.
Yeah.
You haven't even been
out in LA since like everything's been closed since you moved here.
No.
Oh boy.
That's why it's a great town. That's why I have this like weird perception of LA, because like everyone's like, so do you like it? And I'm like, well, I feel like I haven't lived it.
Yeah.
Because I moved here in May, which is like mid pandemic. I haven't really been out. I haven't been to a bar. Like I've been to a couple restaurants when they had outdoor seating, but like I haven't been to a real party. I haven't like met that many new people, because it's like, how are you gonna meet people? Like you're just around the people that you already know and that I work with. And so in that sense, I'm like, fuck this place. I love New York. I miss New York. But I also haven't given it a chance because I haven't lived it for real, which is the sad part.
So I guess I have like another like a very Gary V like motivation hustle question. I think a lot of our listeners, from what I have sensed on like online forums and stuff, are always very curious about people who work for David. How did they get that job and everything? And you are such a fascinating woman who has had experience in all fields of media, creators, face filters, fashion. And it's a hard scene to navigate and find your role in. What would be like your advice to someone who would love to be in your position? Or what advice would you give your younger self if you could do it differently? It's kind of an open question. What advice do you want to put out there to someone who loves where you're at?
It's a good question. I think so. There are two sides of it. My first answer would be of like how I got here and like how I would advise other people to get here. Cause like I recently talked to someone who asked me the same question. I was like, realistically, I was a bit lucky and a bit, you know, I put myself forward in a way. And I think one of the most important things is in whatever job you're doing, one is like networking and really talking to people. Like, even if I had no interest in some person that I was working with or what they do, you never know in the long run where that person is. Like, I find myself being here in LA and like someone will ask like, oh, we need an editor. And I'm like, wait, I actually know like all these people who are editors because I worked with them on some random thing. And I've found, and especially in New York, and I think in LA too, you know, it's kind of like, I'll help you if you help me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one, always be nice to the people you work with. Always develop those connections, like keep in touch with people. That's what I did with David too. Like, you know, anytime they would come to New York, I'd be like, hey, what's up? Like, what are you guys up to? We would go out, like even as friends. But then if they ever needed anything, I'd be like, 100%, I'll do it. No matter, like, you're not paying me, but like, I just want to help. And putting that out is like something that people really appreciate and they really value, which is why I think I have gotten the way I have and like throughout my career. Because even my first job, I was working at Samsung, and my boss at Samsung was the one that started 368 with Casey. And, you know, he had the choice to ask me to come, like to bring me on to the startup, or like I could have easily just stayed at that job. But because I had put myself out there and showed how valuable I was to that, he was like, okay, I want you to come with me kind of thing. And I had the choice to do it, but I definitely think you don't have to be best friends with the people you work with by any means, but at the same time, creating those relationships and like keeping in touch with people and helping people. Like, I'll think of people and I'll be like, oh, that person could be good, and they will value that. They'll be like, oh my God, Ella thought of me when they needed something, and like they'll do the same to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a super important thing in just like working. Like one thing is networking, like sure, reach out to people on LinkedIn. It's always good. Like that's something that I have seen my friends do, and I've done a couple of times is, you know, if I'm interested in a company, I'll reach out to someone on LinkedIn that works for that company. It doesn't have to be the CEO, because like they most likely won't answer, but you know, someone who works there, someone who has a position that you like, and just like talk to them and like be like, hey, like how'd you get where you got? Or like, what do you like about the job? What do you think I can learn about it? And that's like super important for that, I think. And also just like developing your own skills. Like it's dumb, but like the Instagram filter, that's just something that I personally did, but it's come up in like two interviews. Like my the job I had before David, like they asked me about it too, because I put it on my website and on my resume, because it's just something, you know, it's an interesting thing that I wanted to do. And it's like you can do so many things that you can just like learn off YouTube, or just like It doesn't even matter what it is. Like it can be the simplest thing ever. It's like I make flyers, or like even my
tiny Christmas villages.
I mean, but really, like you can. That's the other thing. I don't want to say bullshitting, but like you can make anything out of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could take, I make tiny Christmas trees, and you could build it up and be like, you know, I was a perfectionist in it. I knew exactly what piece I wanted. I spent a lot of time with it. I creatively set it up so I could take a photo shoot of it. Like you can say anything.
Yeah.
And people will be like, oh, that shows that you are, you know, a perfectionist and that you
creative and hardworking and intelligent.
Yeah. But like literally you can make it out. You can make anything.
Dang, you're dropping some truth and some bombs and some fire.
The Ella Priya School of Wisdom.
Honestly, I'm not surprised, but like, I'm really so happy that we've like invited you.
Ella's a badass.
I love this. This is so exciting.
It's just exceptional.
I told Mike, I was like, you know, me and Mike, also funny story, I've known each other for a while.
Yeah, no, Ella's been a great friend. It's nice to have like someone that I know from before I moved here too. That's
right.
Like, Ella feels like more home than like, I don't know. I mean, I obviously am like super great friends with like Todd and Zane and like those, everyone, but to
you
have
met
someone
them here
who's,
through,
yeah,
oh, who like knew you before,
yes.
Right. The life you had here. Yeah, I treasure those friendships so much.
And
like the friends
the
I know
York,
in LA.
Like that New York mentality too, of like Ella can like see the differences in LA and New York versus like you're from Texas. So like, which is also, you know, I love that you're from Texas. I think that's great, but there's like, you know,
us New Yorkers, man, we gotta stay together, get that bacon, egg, and cheese.
I hope you guys are enjoying our conversation with Ella. We're just going to take a quick break to give a word from one of our sponsors. Mike, I'll tell you, this time of the year last year, I was getting the worst sleep. I was staying up with the scariest thoughts all night.
What, that you didn't have a Christmas village?
Not only that, but I was really concerned about the safety of our home.
Okay.
For the listeners who don't know, we've had encounters with break-ins in the past in our home, but let me just tell you, the safety of our home has completely changed with SimpliSafe.
Oh, yes. We love SimpliSafe.
So, if you don't know what SimpliSafe is, it is a home security system that delivers 24/7 award-winning protection. And with SimpliSafe, you don't just get this arsenal of cameras and sensors. You get the best professional monitoring in the business. They've got your back day and night, ready to send in the police, fire, EMTs when you need them the most.
Yeah, I know. And Zane, every time I'm here, she loves to show me how easy it is to set up. You got a video doorbell, cameras, sensors, everything you need.
And it takes less than 30 minutes to set up.
It's the best.
And plus, with SimpliSafe, there's no long-term contract, no hidden fees, none of that nonsense.
It's simple. SimpliSafe. Hey, it's a good name.
And you, our listeners, our Hoot and Half family, we're hooking you guys up with a free security camera when you purchase a SimpliSafe system at simplisafe.com/hoot.
You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so you have nothing to lose. Go to simplisafe.com/hoot, sign up today, get a free security camera, and stay safe.
And once again, that's simplisafe.com/hoot. Now back to our conversation with Ella. Who are you texting? You're texting someone right now?
Texting Taylor.
Taylor, about what?
Just stuff about David. She's asking me something.
Funny story about Taylor. Yeah, I had also asked Taylor if she wanted to be a guest on Hoot and Half. And so I just texted her. I said, hey, do you want to be a guest on Hoot and Half? And she didn't respond for like a day. And then last night at like 8 p.m., I get a screenshot of my text to her. And she says, what's a polite way to say no? And I was like, Taylor. She goes, oh my God, ha 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 ha.
That's so funny.
No way.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? And then I was like, oh, that's fine. Like, I, and she was just like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I have talked to David about it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, it's totally fine. And she was like, LOL, isn't that funny? I did that on purpose. And I was like, uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing.
Man, busted. Busted.
It's insane.
That is... That's the worst.
I know. I felt that is, so bad
no,
for her.
That has never happened to me, but one of my roommates in college sent a whole... The screenshot makes it worse. Because it's them, like, is... taking what you said, throwing it to someone else, was looking and being for like, opinions. Look at this.
Dude, I've done it, like, twice, and it's the most... The one time I did it, I use WhatsApp a lot, because, like, in Europe, we use WhatsApp way more with, like, all my friends. And I remember I screenshotted something from a guy, and I sent it back to him. And then I panicked. And in my head, for some reason, I deleted it off my chat. But that doesn't delete it for him. Or, like, at the time, you couldn't do the delete for everyone yet. And then he was like, what was that? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, you sent me a screenshot. I'm like, no, I didn't. And I sent him a screenshot of my chat, which didn't have the screenshot in it. And he was like, no, I got it. And I, like, I don't know why. I thought I was going to get away with it. It was so embarrassing. And then basically never talked to him again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a rough one.
Yeah, it's so
I had
rough.
A roommate in college. Towards the end of us being roommates, he was looking forward to his like new friend becoming the roommate because he like kind of owned the place.
Yeah.
I like one morning I was in a hurry and I had to leave or whatever. And then I'm at the bus stop and I get a text and it's like, God, Matt is such a shitty roommate. He came downstairs and he left like his bowl out, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm so sick of him. And I was like,
oh my God.
What? And then he texted back. And also, if my former roommate from college, if you are listening, we're great now, by the way. Buddy, I love you. I forgive you. But so I like didn't respond. And he was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Matt, please, please, please. And I just like, I said nothing the rest of the day because I was like, I was pretty upset with him.
That's rough.
And that's even rougher if you don't respond. Like the other person starts spiraling.
Yeah. But I was just like, I'm not going to do this right now and talk over text. I just want you to kind of sit with it. And then we finally did talk like the next day. But he then had a girl come over. And it was a girl who was really interested in him, but he wasn't vibing with the girl. And this girl thought they were going to date or whatever, and he wanted to let this girl know, I'm not really ready for this,
right?
So I don't think we should continue to pursue this. And then the girl left. He then got out his phone to text his other friend who he had been keeping in up to date on him and this girl. And he goes, she just left right now.
This is stressing me out.
We had a good talk, but I'm worried that she still thinks she has a chance with me. And he clicks send.
To her.
And he sent it to her.
No!
And he did that within like 3 days of accidentally sending that thing to me.
Damn, this guy needs some help with his texting.
I know.
That's bad.
And but we had a good laugh about it because he was like, sent you that whole thing? I just sent a girl that.
That's embarrassing.
I've like thought about doing that on purpose to like if I like a girl to be like, yeah, she's really so great. And like, no. I know I would never do it, but like, I think like I feel like that'd be a nice text to receive. Like, imagine, you know, you get a text from someone and they're just like, yeah, no, Ella is just so great. I really like her. And she's so super funny.
But
and
I also might get scared from something like that.
I know.
No screenshot.
No screenshot. Okay. Like accidentally sending.
Like, don't say a screenshot. Like, I really like this girl. What do I say? Like, that's a little oh too middle school.
I would never do it, but it's just like a funny.
No,
like,
it is an interesting move.
It but could
it's
be.
It's a little too.
It could be sketchy though.
If you get exposed and found out, that's like you're like sociopathic.
Because sometimes it's also like you can be flattered by someone talking about you, but like. Say you just go on a date with her, like something, like she's like, why is he always already telling his friends? Like, she could be weirded out by that.
So I shouldn't have sent that text to her last night.
No, definitely
I'm
not.
I'm kidding. I didn't do that.
But damn. Do you think Taylor was sending that to David?
I think she might have been sending it to you.
I never got anything, so I don't think so.
I think she, because I was super nice about it. I was like, oh, it's like literally fine. Don't worry about it. Like, I get it. You're busy. Like, whatever you need. And she was like, no. Like, I'm meant to do it. Like, I thought it was a funny way to respond. And I was like, it's fine. Like, who did you mean to send it to? And she was like, no, I meant to send it to you. So, like, she tried to play it off, but, like...
It was probably... It sounds like something she could have been texting me.
Yeah, it was definitely... I think it was.
But I don't know, but I never received anything.
We should make it clear. You weren't option two.
What? Oh, okay. Thank
it's
you.
It's not like...
I wasn't option two to Taylor.
No, no, no.
Like, it wasn't like... I mean, because we clearly we did ask Taylor.
Yeah, we sent out like three or four apps a week. And then yeah. like based on schedules, we'll backlog them. We
don't worry, I wasn't offended. It's okay.
I don't want Taylor on now.
Yeah, Taylor. We already have...
But no, it's Tay's great.
No, she is. We'll have her on when the time is right.
Yeah, she would be fun. I love how Taylor tells stories. She's worse than you.
Really?
Oh my god, yeah. It takes her like an hour to tell the most simple story ever. But in the best way. She like loves adding details.
Oh, I knew a guy in college who would be like, oh man, the craziest thing happened last week. So this was on Tuesday, I think. Or maybe it was Wednesday. And then okay, so I was at...
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You're like, no. Just fucking like, tell me the story.
Get to the point. My goodness. Yeah. God, I remember that kid.
That's
God.
So bad.
I was like, huh?
Okay, get on.
Get to the point. But I mean, I know I am enjoying the conversation, but I'm also very, very hungry. Like, and I don't like getting like...
Elton John, before he plays his stadium shows, he won't eat lunch. And won't eat dinner until after he plays a show. So he always plays his shows.
In an empty stomach?
Yeah, like hungry. And it makes him want to play harder because he used to have to like earn his money to eat dinner from playing at bars. And he wouldn't get paid until after he played. So now he like, even as he's the biggest guy in the world, he won't eat until after he plays his shows
at
night.
Did we talk about this with Todd?
It's kind of interesting.
I don't know.
I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast, but we definitely have talked about that before. And I've thought about that.
Yeah.
Like, I should reward myself with eating.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if that's really that healthy of a
You just
a,
get
that
low
mindset.
Blood sugar and you're just like,
yeah,
I need
I feel like
a,
my
I need
stomach
to eat.
Would be growling.
Yeah.
I kind of like that, though, because then it makes your body like, okay, we need to get through this.
I should be eating like I need to eat like 3,000 calories a day in order to like sustain this body.
Oh,
so
the swimmer
I
body.
Can't be starving myself.
The swimmer body, heard that?
Mm-hmm. I love food though.
Well, because Mike used to be in a band.
Oh, I knew this. I actually found out a lot of random stuff about Mike recently, like that you had a restaurant.
Yeah, she didn't know about that.
Yeah, what's it called? It's called the Burlap Thack.
Burlap Thack. Yeah, I did not know you had that.
I'm not making fun of like,
I know,
your slightless.
I love, that's Matt's impression of me.
It's me. Well, it's a burlap set. Well, you got to record the podcast today. But it's more of a caricature. I'm not making fun of Mike.
It's
but
a
it's,
pretty
it,
good impression,
it's good, right? They,
yeah, no, I had this girl over last night. She's pretty good. She's Jewish. We met on Hinge. And I don't know. She might be the one. We'll see what happens.
Oh, it kind of sounds like Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Man. That's really funny. That kills me. I love that. All right, well.
Okay.
How do you guys end this?
We really don't.
We don't. Yeah.
You don't say like thank you guys for listening.
We're
going to
be entering a season two or season three pretty soon, and
I would call it season three.
Season three. We're going to be entering a season three. You're one of the close to the final guests, and we're going to be revamping some things. Actually, may need
interesting
some advice from you.
I'm happy
we'll
to help.
We'll talk about it off camera.
Hell yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, this is Ella.
Thank you guys for
the
having
Ella,
me.
Ella, the executive producer.
At DDLC.
You're the best. You're such an inspiration. Are you shivering? What's
no,
going on?
No, when I get excited, I squeeze my hands.
Oh, so it's excitement. Yes. I didn't know if it was pure irritation. Oh, yeah. Like, you need to go out and
no, it's excitement.
Leave. All right, cool.
Thank you, Ella.
Thank you, Ella.
Thank you, guys. Yay. Hoonaha.
Wow, we did it. Yeah.